Blog Talk Radio.
What the?
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I feel the need for speed.
Wow, he's really fast, isn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my tune and all that bullshit. For those 10 seconds of love, I'm free.
You announce it.
Uncued, uncued, uncued. Welcome everybody to VHS Series Live, the only show in the entire world. Is it the entire world? Can we get a fact check on that? The entire world dedicated to you, the VHS Series owner, enthusiast, lover, everything else. Don't mind the crazy dog upstairs. You may hear that from time to time. But my name is Rob Young. I'm your it's very loud. My name is Rob Young. I'm your host tonight, every night. We couldn't do the show last night. Apologize for that. Had a previous engagement. And let's see, broadcasting from Fort Collins, Colorado. I'll go to one of your calls and see how things are beeping and buzzing and blinking and. They're beeping, and okay, I'll stop that. All right, guys, so I'm just going to hang on, bear with me right quick. Of course, I had to run out to the garage for a cigarette first, so I'm always late sitting down to the driver's seat. Okay, so I just went to VHSseries.com. We have a .com. Yes, we have a .com. We've had a .com for a while, thanks to many of our members for donating to get that back up and running. All of our old content is still up there, and we're going to be getting some new content up there very soon. Real quick, we'll go through the companies that we like to deal with. I am a dealer for NX, Nitrous Express, Painless Performance, Wiring, and of course, we also have Extreme Automatics. Lonnie Dyer's over there at Extreme Automatics in Ohio. He's got a badass transmission. Go check out his website. He makes his own 4L80E transbrake. He used the CAD software. He designed it himself. He's got a patent on it. Really good, cool product over there. We have Brandon over at GetFastOne.com. You need any kind of AM fittings, performance parts, stuff like that. Brandon's got you hooked up. Discount code is VHS Series. What that will do is that will give you 8% off of your total order, which is really cool. We do not have Murphy's discount code up there yet. I have to get on the ball with that, but LSSimple.net, because .com was taken. Ellis Simple, we had Murphy on last week. He broke it down what his brackets are all about in a really cool episode. You know, we're kind of farting around on there a little bit, but gives you an idea. You know, Murphy's really enthusiastic and passionate about the brackets that he makes, and that I believe that discount code, he gives you 10% off there, and the discount code is VHS Series. Go figure. Okay, so what else? We get John Doherty Racing Cams. Doherty Racing Cams, I believe John does give us 10% off. Thank you, my dear lovely assistant. Oh, and a cookie. So John gives you 10% off. John's really good at cam grinding. The one thing with John is you have to be honest. If you know, he doesn't like to make you a camshaft that is only good for sound, because good for sound is not good for everything else. But be honest, if you want to, you know, if you're gonna thinking about upgrading, or you want a street machine, or you want an all-out performance machine, but don't expect, you know, you to tell them, hey, I want the most amount of power out of my truck, and then go, but it's not streamable, you know, stuff like that. So you have to be honest with where you're going with your project, and he'll get you taken care of. Real good guy. We're running one in Sonoma. We're going to probably change gears here for when we go turbo, and there's some altitude adjustment that can be done to it. So, there's something else. Okay, Black Widow Mufflers. Good guy over there, Bill Speed. Badass Drifter. Cool S10 he's got over there. Our discount code is BW Vieta Series 20. That'll get you 20% off your Black Widow purchase. Black Widow, it's performance-tuned exhaust. He's done all kinds of different tests, tested against Borla and all the other manufacturers out there. To the best of my knowledge, the last he tested, he was the most minimal horsepower loss. And what turned me on to Black Widow is their catch line, all tone, no drone. I was using Flowmasters. I wanted to jump out of the truck about 50 miles an hour because I have tinnitus, and I'm telling you what, the drone of those mufflers, I love the sound of my engine, but when I'm going down the road and all you hear is not going to do it for me. So I was apprehensive, but I threw a pair of Black Widows on there, and I'm telling you what, the drone is gone, but you step on the long skinny, and it sounds like demons are trying to escape from your engine. It's pretty cool. So I'm very happy with mine, and I'm sure you will be happy with yours. So again, that's Black Widow, discount code BWVATA Series 20. Excuse me. Speaking of sponsors, so we are in a current talk with a company that I've seen a lot of lately. You guys remember we had a fiberglass company that we didn't really work with them. Robert didn't really want to do too much. He put out a decent product. Then the company got sold to someone, I think, down in Florida. And, of course, that was Featherlight. Featherlight. A lot of problems with that company, so we never jumped on board. We never let them jump on board. I do not promote products that have issues, especially how many issues they had. So fiberglass, where the hell do you go? You go hardwood, of course. You know, they make a good product, but we're not there. We like to promote the smaller guy. Guy that's in it for the right reasons, you know, guy that's passionate about what he does, and doesn't let anything leave their facility without being top-notch. Now, of course, you guys know who I'm talking about. We are talking about Racer's Edge. So we are in current talk with Racer's Edge, and we're going to be moving forward with promoting his stuff. Whether or not you guys get a discount, I don't know yet. We're going to work on that. Even if you don't, you know, I'll promote the hell out of the guy's products because he does such a good job. So that's Racer's Edge. Ricky Wheatley over there. Barry Cook uses them. I was talking to Barry Cook. I always talked to Barry for a little while about this, that, and the other thing. Barry, of course, is building that badass S10. You get rid of the Blazer, which I was sad to see go. I was out of the game for a little while, but I'm glad to see Barry has jumped back into a S-Series platform, and whatever he builds is going to be outrageous. I guarantee it. So that is the list of sponsors. What else do we have going on? Somebody kill that dog for me. Anyway, let's see. So I was just going to mention, I saw this. Now, I saw a picture of it. Some picture of it on the internet. I don't think anybody posted about it in the group, but it is the 2019. Of course, I typed it in wrong here, so should have all this pulled up before the show, but What the hell? It's a Colorado air. That's what I blame it on. 2019. So, 2019 Chevy Blazer. You know, we're still finishing what GM started. You know, you're going to have to throw something bigger in that thing to make it even go. I mean, they're raving about 305 blistering horsepower. My opinion about the truck, I don't know. It looks like a Jeep, pretty much. It's that crossover platform. Apparently, you're going to be able to put yourself in one for, what did I see here? It wasn't that much money. I mean, it's an okay-looking car. It kind of looks like the Camaro. Kind of looks like the Jeep. It kind of looks like a Kia. I have no idea. So, Chevy, you know, cool to see the Blazer back. They were saying, oh, a lot of people have been waiting for this platform to come back. Yeah, but not looking like that. They use the Camaro as a model of motivation. The interior kind of looks cool. I mean, tell you the truth, it kind of looks like an updated version of our S10s. But it looks like it has a stitched leather dashboard, you know, dual cockpit, center console. I mean, that thing's probably badass inside, you know, probably rides like a dream. But 305 horsepower, ain't going to get it. Let's see. Oh, we have 4G LTE and Wi-Fi. Android Auto. Okay, so your phone can hook up to it and everything. Oh, crap. I don't give a crap about. All right, V6 models. So it's going to have a 2.5, 193 horsepower, 188 foot-pounds of torque. A 9-speed automatic transmission. Have that one serviced. Probably doesn't feel like the damn thing's shifting. Altimega accessible 3.6 liter V6 produces 305 horsepower with 269 foot-pounds of torque. Holy crap. You know. So, I don't know. Let's see. At the top, on two engine. The two engines will feature a Cease Begin technology and straight injection systems. Okay. Well. And all your colors there. So now I'll post a link in the group. Tell me what you guys think. It really looks like a cross between a Jeep and a Camaro and a Kia. I don't know. So anyway, that's that about that. Guys on the line. I know who that is. how do you do that? You got to be using a VPN or something. I don't know. Anyway. You guys on the line, 270-919 or area code 111, wink, wink. If you want to get on the line, press the number 1 button. We'll get straight to your call. My God, you can hear him listening to the TV upstairs. It's freaking, this thing is crazy. It's a microphone. We get some updated equipment. But anyway, area code 270, you're live on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Rob? This is Mark Pettigo.
Mark Pettigo, how you doing, bud?
Not much, man. You talking
so what
about
are we doing,
Blazer,
man?
You talking
what's
about
that?
That Blazer is a cross between the Equinox and the Traverse.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looked like the evil stepchild of some two other platforms.
Yes.
Yeah, I was reading. They, you know, they said it was. They kind of grabbed it from the Chevy Camaro, which I can see
yeah.
that in the front where the hood is. It really looks like the Jeep, you know, to me. It's got that aggressive look to it. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I personally like to have one because it's got the 3-row seats for the family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know. I'm not going to lie to you. If you gave me one, you know, I wouldn't throw it away. It's not a bad looking vehicle. It's okay. I guess you got to change with the times. You know, I'm damn near 50 years old and, you know, all the old stuff looks good to me. The new stuff looks like a spaceship and I'm just really not into it, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get a chance to drive one and we got to find out how easy it is to do an LS swap in there.
Yeah.
So we can continue finishing what GM started. You just keep building them, guys. We'll take care of the rest. Not a problem.
That's right.
So what's going on, man? What's going on inside your garage?
Nothing. Still trying to work on mine.
All right. And refresh our memory. What you got going on in there?
I'm debating on going to put an LS in it.
Okay, we're talking pickup, Blazer?
My S10. My S10. 03.
Okay. Very nice, very nice. What'd you say, 03?
Yeah.
Right, you got a second gen. I like that. I like the interiors better on the second gen. I do like the looks of the first gen better. But, I mean, both of them are all right. But. So you're thinking about LS? You hear that show we had last week? Make sure you get one of them Murphy Brown, or Murphy Wild Murphy Brown. The 80s called, they want their TV show back. No, I didn't watch that. I had a girlfriend that watched it. I promise. But Murphy Wild's, get you one of them Murphy Wild's brackets, man. It was fun talking to Murphy last week.
I didn't get to hear the show last week, but I heard you was talking about Racer's Edge. He ain't where his shop is about an hour north of where I live at Bowling Green.
Okay. All right. Now, have you made it over there? Have you seen his facility over there?
No, I'm not, but I've been talking to him back and forth getting a 5-inch cowl for my truck.
Very nice. Very nice. We don't need all that with an LS. Come on now. That's my thing. Oh, you just like the look of it?
I like the look, the way it folds with that second gen on that truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen his second gen stuff, but I mean, his glass work is impeccable, man. It really looks good. You know. So, yeah, I approached him. I talked to him last night and, you know, let him know that and let you guys know I don't take money from these guys. You know, if they want me to test out one of the products, that's cool. You know, but my main focus is finding companies that will work with you guys, give you guys discounts, and even if not, just point you in the right direction to get good parts on your trucks. You know, I heard so many horror stories about the Featherlight, you know, and not to put her down, but she was putting stuff out the door that really sucked, out loud. A lot of guys were getting really pissed off. So, you know, I don't want to run into a situation where, I mean, Christ, what are you getting at? $500 for a hood? Sometimes $700 shipped, and for somebody to take your money and not finish the job, that's just bullshit. And that's what I want to save you guys from. That's why if you see me in the group saying, you know, oh, be careful of this company, be careful of that company, it's only because I've been doing this for, what, almost 9 years now, and I've seen a lot of these companies, you know, just jerking you guys chain, taking your money, not giving you good products, and I just relay that to it. You know, I know people are brand specific. They're stuck on, you know, this guy. Oh, I had a wonderful experience. Well, that's fine, and I hope the next guy does too. But, you know, I'm just here to tell you that in the past they haven't done, you know, stellar by all of our members. I'm not bad-mouthing anybody that, you know, I'm not saying anything that ain't true. Or at least I try not to. And if I do say something that I don't know about, I'll retract. So that's that. What else you got going on, man?
Nah, that's it.
That's it. So you working on it now? Or are you going to wait until the summer?
I'm trying to find a motor and stuff for it right now.
All right. What transmission you going with that?
4L60.
4L60? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, I know Lonnie doesn't really work with the 60s because he don't like them much, but his 80s are really cool too. Not that I'm not trying to pimp all our sponsors tonight, but it's been a while since we've been on the air, so I'd like to mention them guys because those are the guys that keep us going.
They tried to bring the bank on doing a 4L60 or a 4L80. It's just, I know the 4L80 is a little more torqueier transmission and more beefier.
It is. It's definitely bigger because it don't fit in my truck. I'm going to have to cut out the floor, but I got the extended cab. So when you try and tip it to where it's at 0 degrees, you know, it doesn't like to be there because the floor is in the way. So we'll be cutting and hacking into that probably same time we do the cage in there. So it'll all get done. So, all right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Stay on the line. We might have to get back to you. I only got 39 minutes. I only did this show for an hour. I didn't think anybody would call in tonight. Geez, maybe Sunday is the night to do it. What do you think? What's the best night of the week it would be good for you to listen in? During the week, on the weekend, Friday?
Sunday nights is about the best for me.
Sunday night's the best for you. All right. We will add that to the list. Of course, we lose Jared Harlow because it's the Walking Dead season.
Jared Harlow, he just a wine baby. You tell him I said that too.
Hollywood. Oh, yeah, his ears are burning now.
No, he's a
that's wifey. Oh, yeah. It's wifey night. You know, I get it. I get it. I absolutely get it. So, all right, man, we're going to put you on hold. We get another line to go to. I appreciate you calling in, letting us know what you got going on in your garage. I feel good tonight. I feel good tonight. All right. Here comes 740. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man. This is Bill Hoskinson. What's happening?
Bill, I tell you what. I've seen you doing some cool stuff lately, man. How you been doing?
I'm just trying to hibernate until spring, man, honestly.
Yeah, well, that's about what I do, too. But, yeah, don't think because I'm not, you know, commenting on everything. I ain't watching your build because you got some cool stuff going on, man. Why don't you tell everybody because we got people on the line, people listening on the web, on the interwebs over here. So tell us where you're from, what you got going on inside your garage.
Well, we are from Columbus, Ohio, right dead center in the middle of Ohio. My son and I own a street racing channel. I don't know if you've seen that on the internet. But,
no, I haven't.
Got that little 88 S10 pickup truck. Twin turbo small block Chevrolet in it, and we built it to street race it. We'll be headed to Texas for Texas 2K here in just a few weeks. We're going to get the Cash Days race down there on the streets of Houston.
No, sweet
and,
brother.
That's what we've got going on right now. We the small block Chevy 406. What's that?
We know some people that run in that.
Yeah.
I don't think Daniel's going to be up and running again, but real soon. But he's a force to be reckoned down there in Texas. So what'd you say?
Last time we were out, we were in Louisiana. We went down to the pad, and then J.J. DeBoss had an arm drop race at Cottonwood Dragway in Alabama. We went there. And then, I don't know, it was a week or two later, we went to 710 Dragway down North Carolina for a back-into-the-track shootout. And one of the wastegates came apart internally. The set screws came out and overboosted the engine. And we actually heard a piston at number 7. We butted a ring land together and hurt the cylinder wall. So we've been down ever since that. We've got the block and everything is at the machine shop, and we've got a new Calais crank, new rods, new pistons, all kinds of good stuff going in it. So hopefully we should have it back from the machine shop here within the next couple or 3 weeks.
Very nice, very nice. Love them street grudge racers. Now that guy from Street Outlaws. How is he in person, man?
J.J. DeBoss.
I know he yells a lot. Yeah, J.J. DeBoss.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Listen. This is a God's honest truth. What you see on television is honest to God. That's him. That's just the way he is.
Oh, yeah.
If you treat him with respect, you'll get respect. And if you treat him otherwise, you'll get otherwise. You know what I mean? But they're just really good people. They're just really good people.
Exactly.
It rained while we were down there. And we had to leave the truck there overnight and stay overnight and wait to race the next day. He actually let us park the truck with Zip Tie and Doughboys and Pala. And we let the truck sit there in their pit spot overnight. And they got us air for the next morning when the tires were low on air. And just super nice people, man. I can't say enough good things about them. They're just really good people.
That's, That's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, what's portrayed on TV isn't really what they're like in real life. As we've seen, you know, we had Lloyd Gray. That was our behind-the-scenes guy of Street Outlaws, you know, Oklahoma. And I miss that. I used to get text messages and stuff and messages on Facebook and stuff that happened on Street Outlaws that you weren't going to see for another 6 months, and I was sworn to secrecy. But, you know, when John Doe caught on fire off the freaking line, he's like, dude, look what just happened. I'm like, holy shit. That's cool, man. Of course, I couldn't tell any of you guys.
We just raced with Scott Taylor. We just raced down there with Scott Taylor, the guy that owns John Doe. He and Boosted GT, a few other guys from the show that actually been there at the pad when we were there and raced. We actually did really well. We made it to the finals, and we got beat by about a car and a half by Baller Coop out of Texas.
Yeah, okay. That's cool, man.
I don't know if you know that car, but that car is serious. Oh, yeah. We had a great time. Boosted GT was there. And, well, I think Baller Coop took out Scott Taylor. First round. I can't remember. I think he had the Firebird there. I'm not sure. No, it was John Doe. He had John Doe there. But Scott Taylor and John Doe knocked the tires off first round. And he and the guy that beat him first round was who we ended up in the final with. Eric Button out of Texas, Baller Coop. And but the little truck did a good job down there. I mean, we had a really good time, and we made some really fast hits down there. First round, we had a car named Wall Street out of, I think he's out of Louisiana. And when we rolled up there at the starting line, there was $1,000 side bets being placed one after the other. And there was literally probably 1,500 people there to watch. And literally, there was so many people on the starting line when we went to do the burnout, I was having to ask people to move just to get from one side of the truck to the other to pour the puddle down there. And it's wild. It's wild.
Now, this was just a private event? This was a televised event?
Oh, no. It was real street racing. It was real street racing. Okay. It was, when we rolled in there at midnight, this is no kidding, when we rolled in there at the pad, in Louisiana at midnight, there was already New Orleans police officers there in the cruisers with lights on, hitting everybody with a spotlight, and sirens blaring, telling us to get out. And we literally drove right past the cruiser going the opposite direction, 16 of us. It was a 16-car shootout. We drove right past the police, pulled out onto the pad, and unloaded our cars, and we just got after it, man. I mean, they were literally there telling us not to go back in there, and we drove right past them, unloaded, and started racing.
Too cool, man. Too
craziest
cool.
thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's too cool. Yeah, we if you're going to street race out there, do it right. Do it like these guys are doing it. Don't just, you know, go out there. Yeah, I mean, Fort Collins, Colorado, and it pisses me off every time. I must be about a mile away from Main Street. And these guys and their little tuners, they go light to light, man. And little ladies walking down the street and people with their kids and stuff like that. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, the thing is, I know they ain't got much horsepower because they ain't never had the crap scared out of them where you're, you know, doing 60 miles an hour and just light the tires and it gets loose for you. So, you know, they're kids.
Yeah, no, down there they've got Brian Joseph. Brian Joseph, the guy that flags down there, he runs the spot at the pad. And what he says goes. And if he tells somebody you got to leave or you got to step back or you got to get back, you either get back or he shuts the cars off. Nobody passed the starting line. And they've got security set up down there. So if police roll in, if there's something going on, you know, they'll shut the cars off immediately. But that down there is actually a divided highway. There's a median in the center. So you're not, there's no suicide lane on that link. You know, you're definitely both safe to go down that side of the road, but
very good.
Yeah,
very
we don't just run around screwing on alcohol. But you know, anytime we go someplace, it's legit stuff with security set up, and we don't want to be any part of that craziness.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, I always, you know, guys, it goes guys post up on the group. You know, they're out on the interstate, and Christ, this one turbo S10. Holy crap. I mean, a guy got big old meats on the back. And I think he did a rolling run and got it up real quick, but just two thick lines at 100 miles an hour. But I mean, there's daily commuters and stuff around them. So it's just like, dude,
right.
You know better. You just know better.
Right.
You know, no. I'm not a prude, not anything like that. You know, it's just, I have fun every now and again. Christ, you know, that's when my hood came up because I got it sideways at like 45 miles an hour and I forgot to put the hood latch on, but we won't talk about that. But, you know, and I screw around too, but just be careful, guys out there. It scares the shit out of me. For the other people.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up this year.
Milan
Dragway in Michigan's run the track back, which Detroit Vid TV is putting those events on. So it's a safe environment for street racers to go do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going to be up there.
$20,000.
Dean Cornfed Vargo. Look him up when you're up there. That boy will race anybody.
Oh, yeah. We can get a hold of him.
Cornfed's a good time, boy. He is a real good time. He's a good old boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's still on nitrous. He's waiting to get victimized.
Oh, man, I love grudge racers. Speaking of grudge racers, you know what? We only got 28 minutes, and I think you'll like to talk to this guy. And he's got to jump in. He's always a pisser, and I'll keep you on the line because he's another just – oh, my God. Missouri, how you doing over there?
Oh, I'm just sitting here on the edge of my seat waiting to be victimized by one of those twin hairdryer guys.
That's great.
I will go at the drop of a hat with anybody, win, lose, or draw, as long as it's fun.
Yep.
Yes, you will too. And talk about another good guy. You make it down there in Missouri. That's Bobby Glass of Glass Performance. Real good guy.
Oh yeah.
You got some fast junk over there.
We're headed to Kansas City here not too long. It's going to be a month or two. We're headed to Kansas City for a street race over there. I don't know how close that is to him, but
other side of the state from me.
Yeah. Yeah, we're headed to Kansas City. There's a tailgate. It's a truck race, actually. It's all the fastest street race trucks in the Midwest are headed to Kansas City here in a few months.
Ooh.
It's a private thing, but we're gonna head out there and see if we can't knock off that little white S10 they call Shop Truck. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. I think it's an LS Turbo S10 street race car. But we're gonna go out there and lock horns with him. We'll see if we can't knock him off.
Isn't there there's another LS turbo truck. I think it's somewhere in Indianapolis. I guess it would be halfway between me and you out there in Ohio that's supposedly pretty bad. We run onto him in the middle of an industrial park, but he stood behind a couple of his cronies, said we'd have to get around them to get to him, and we marched right through them, and then he just up and vanished while we were coming back down the return lane. We're looking for him if we can find him.
I don't know who that would be. I don't know anybody in Indiana that's got a really fast street race truck. If there's one over there, I haven't heard about it. But
well, my thing is what my definition is, what he thought was really fast and what I thought was really fast might be two different things. But, you know, I don't ever put anybody down. I encourage them to go as fast as they can possibly go on their budget and have as much fun as they can have. With what they got, and you know, but if you're going to stand on top of a trailer and beat your chest about how bad you are, you might want to scan that crowd pretty good, because you never know who's standing in it.
Yeah, we've run into a few of those. It's pretty sad, man. I mean, any more 9-second street car, you think that'd be pretty fast, and any more, you're kind of in the way. I mean.
I agree with you 100%.
Just a dime a dozen, you know.
Yeah, if you're not, you know, and I, it's like I said, you know, if you got a street car, you got a street car. But if you got you know, hot street car. Let's just call them what they are. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And, you know, but, you know, Rob will tell you, when I go to the races anywhere, me and my kids, Justin and Ryan, we show up with a variety. I mean, we can race the fast guys or we can race the slow guys. Hell, I've even raced them with my 1500 Chevy just to have a good time. You were there, Rob. I've raced anybody and everywhere, you know.
Yes, sir, you did.
I got, you know, no bones about it. I'll be honest with you. I have more fun with the slower guys. I hate to say it. They seem like a better class of losers. If you win, they're great. If they win, it's great. If they lose, they're like, yeah, we'll get you next time. I'm like, there you go, man. That's what's up. You know, we'll do it again. Some of them other guys, you beat them, and it's a list of excuses as long as I am tall.
Yeah, I've run into that too. Yeah, but it's just one of those things, you know. Some of the guys like us, we've been beat by stuff that's not very fast, and we've beat stuff we really shouldn't have ever been sitting beside. So it just comes and goes.
I'll give you the greatest example that I've encountered recently, and it was at we had a little gathering up at US 60. And they were having, you know, the fastest cars on the ground race and all this stuff. And, I mean, there were some pretty heavy hitters in the middle of that crowd. And then there I am with my cousin's 65 Ford Falcon, the only Ford there, the only Falcon there, as a matter of fact. And somehow I managed to make it almost all the way into the final. But just because I could go A to B, you know, grant you that I was just, you know, 6 seconds right there on the money, and the guy that I ended up getting knocked out by, he hadn't made a clean pass down that track all day. He was winning by the luck of the draw too, but boy, when he put that 550 pass down, man, he passed me like I was going backwards, you know. I was like, wow, that was impressive.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There for a while, we were sneaking up on people, but that truck doesn't look nearly as fast as what it is. I don't think anybody really understands just how fast that truck really is. But when you get up to around 140 mile an hour in the 8th mile, and you don't even have a parachute, it doesn't have feed locks, you don't have, you know, you don't have, you got full exhaust, you know what I mean? The stereo still works in it. It doesn't have a lot of the high power stuff that everybody thinks that you got to have to run that kind of mile an hour and that kind of ET, but It's still fairly sneaky.
Well, that's the thing about it, is it's all about deception, and you can't hide in plain sight near as much as you used to with the internet like it is. And I don't know about you, but when we test our cars, we go down to we go way out of town, you know, where nobody knows who we are, and almost want to plastic dip the car and run it and then peel it off when you get back home. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. But a couple of guys, you know, Rob will tell you, I've got this little long rivalry with the legendary Sandman out of Mississippi and his buddy,
Keith
Thomas the Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're not fast, but they're quick. They're respectable. They're grassroots racers. Show up, have a good time. But the Sandman, he's another one. You can't take him lightly, because by the time you got him figured out, he'll surprise you.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, well, I got to hop off here real quick. I just want to call in
good, Bill.
Say hi to Rob and say hi to everybody.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you calling in. Hey, keep me posted about that race you got going on out there. If it's a couple months, I might want to come scope it out if I can get an invite.
The Midnight Madness one?
Yeah, I think so.
Or
yeah, the
one
you were
talking
about.
Are you talking about the street race?
Yeah.
We've got another race coming up. I think actually my son Ryan's involved in it quite a bit. It's going to be a kind of an invite only, and they're looking for, you know, guys that are eager, guys that are quick, you know, a no bullshit kind of race. Everybody's going to buy in, and you're going to run small tire on small tire and big tire on big tire. And whoever walks out of there with the pile of cash walks out of there with the pile of cash. We got something like that coming down probably in May, but it's not affiliated with any of these groups. But I could definitely include you in that if you want to be in it.
Okay, yeah. Rob, you're probably talking about that race I mentioned in Kansas City, that Tailgate
yeah.
Nationals.
Yeah,
that's
I think
a street
so, yeah.
race. Yeah. So okay, yeah. Bring bond money, because that's an illegal street race. You could go to jail.
Well, I'm not racing. I'm not racing. My thing. my most
yeah,
of your toe pegs
you know,
that show up for that one will probably beat my truck. So no.
No, I'll let you know if you want to come out to that. I want to attend Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, but absolutely.
That'd be kind of cool if you want to come out and watch. There's going to be a bunch of S10s there. I know that. So,
that's my main thing, and I
want
to start covering these events. But I'll let you go, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night, fellas.
Have a good night, man.
Hey, Rob, you got
any
601 area codes on that line?
You know I do. Do you want me to go to that one?
Yeah, drag him in here kicking and screaming.
All right, kicking and screaming. Kicking and screaming, 601.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all you, Bobby. I don't even know who that is.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you know who it is?
I can't tell right now. I got sand in my eyes.
Oh, that's Keith. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here listening, Bob. You know, y'all.
Keith, I've been noticing on the old interweb there, you've been doing a lot of barking up for this gentleman, Thomas the Shark Gray. We know that he's a low-level, small below-the-radar internet kind of guy, but the Shark appears to be a real force to be reckoned with in the 2019 series, isn't he?
We just some slow guys from Mississippi, you know.
You broke up there a little bit. I can hear what you said.
I said, we just some slow guys from Mississippi, you remember? We just, you know, we just out to have fun. You know, we ain't no force to be wrecked with.
Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not all up on that. Maps and everything like that, but isn't Mississippi considered the dirty South?
I'm thinking that's a dirty South. That's a dirty, dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's that supposed to mean?
We just know all the real fast cars come out of the dirty South.
Nah, that ain't what I just heard. I like the real fast stuff up north.
You know, I can't answer that question. Keith, how you doing with your build? I know you're doing a total overhaul, stepped down in cubic inches, but kind of went a little different direction. You're pretty confident with your stuff again, aren't you?
I'm working on it. I haven't had a chance to test it. I just done a cam swap in it, and so it's going to be challenging. It ain't quite what I was hoping to be, but we're going to see what it'll do. Maybe some changes between now and the next gathering. So, yeah. Trial and error right now.
I understand. As far as the gathering's going, I know a lot of guys have changed chassis, engines, and all kinds of stuff. So, you might surprise yourself to be right up there back in it again and not even knowing it.
Yeah. I think I know who those are. Just changing the engines and chassis and cubic inches and how did he have a water go wrong? They got modified street cars and you know probably what it is. Get all that race car.
What's that?
What Bob said a while ago. You know you got. Wolves trying to hide and she closed it, what he was saying a while ago. Okay.
Yeah, ain't no fancy paint on Bob's cars. I said, ain't no fancy paint on Bob's cars.
Yeah, but that don't make no difference. He gonna make it sound like it's not much there. And believe me, I've been around Bob long enough to know. If he tell you it'll run a 6 flat, he actually mean a 5 flat. He's just taking a second off.
Keith, now you need to stop that right now. Keith, you just stop telling those tales. This is how we get all this stuff started up again. I thought we were past this.
That's what? I'm just being totally honest. That's one of those wolves, and she's closing that rock. You got the fox?
Hold on a second here. Sound like my washing machine just threw a rod. I'm sorry, Keith, you said what? Your truck is a wolf in a sheep's clothing?
No. Bob is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Rob seen my truck. Jared Harlow seen my truck. Jim Moore seen my truck. You've seen it, Keith. Thomas Gray seen it. Factory frame S10, got a C-notch in it. Iron-headed small block. It just likes to party.
That don't mean nothing. I've seen Gary Sparks' truck run. It don't mean I've seen it run its best.
Well, I've seen it run, too. And matter of fact, I see Mr. Sparks, me and him, have a $5 dance lined up.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And we're going to get you guys lined up. Hey, Gary Sparks, you on the line. We only got 13 minutes left. Now, we were just talking about you today, Bob.
I hope it was good.
It was.
No, I'll tell you what, though, since this group's like it is, I mean, I've met Jim Moore, obviously, Jared Harlow. I've met you, Rob. I've met Keith, Thomas. Jeff Capelzi, cast out of Wisconsin, Gary Sparks.
Yep.
I mean, well, Greg, I kind of drug Greg into this. He gets himself lined out. God, I've gone to these races and I've met hundreds of people, hundreds of them. Tim the Tuner Burks, we love to poke a little bit of fun at him, but, you know, it's a great group of guys because everybody's helping everybody at these little mini events that we keep going to. You know, Thomas the Shark Gray was having a little bit of trouble with his truck. Had one conversation with Tim Burks, and the next thing you know, he's picking up. So, I mean, everybody's helping everybody, so the group does what it's supposed to do as far as support each other, but... You know, Thomas Gray, he's building a new engine. Keith broke his engine, and he's got another one going. So, I mean, this will be a year where maybe some of us will have a equal chance to run some of these guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's what I'm thanking for, everybody. I'm going to put you on hold just for a second there, Keith. You got a lot of noise coming through in there. There we go. I'll come back to you, Keith. We only got about 12 minutes left. Yeah, you're right, Bob. It's cool that we got some of the big boys, and you know, add yourself to the list of that one. You know, even though you'd probably rather not, but you got some of the fastest guys in the country. You know, tune a hell of an engine, build a hell of a you know, truck. And they're taking time to answer, you know, questions that somebody is doing a backyard build has, which is really cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've seen, down at, you know, the first Sykeson event, you know, Mitch went through just problem after problem, and there was all kinds of people over there giving him a hand.
We were giving Spencer lug nuts and all kinds of different stuff.
I mean, it's a pretty diverse group, and I mean, we had the gathering one in August, and it was really cool. You're standing there, and you hear the gal running the track ask the guy with the Alabama license plates to move his car, which I already knew who it was. But, you know, here you are in Dyersburg, Tennessee, and they're asking somebody from Alabama to move their car. It's a pretty spread-out crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to figure that race out. That I think it was between Jeff Capelzi and Jason Cass to come in. Now, some of them guys have come a pretty good ways. Mitch, I think, comes 7 or 8 hours up, and that's about the same for Keith and them. It was a pretty good. I mean, some guys traveled some pretty good distance. We had a lot of fun.
That was cool.
Of course,
we had people fly in. You know, people fly in that didn't even have their trucks.
My goal for this year is to somehow, shape, or form get around Mitch Nichols in the Falcon, because every time I've raced him, I have lost. And
really?
I've seen enough of him. I think he's got something else going on with a different chassis, but I've seen enough of the back end of his S10 with the Falcon to last me a lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean, they're low-dollar races, but I keep losing.
Yeah, we're gonna get something going on. I've been talking to Gary. I got a call. It's gonna be an East Coast thing because a lot of our guys are, you know, I'm gonna kind of put it probably in North Carolina, right in Gary's backyard over there, because I'm figuring our Florida guys can come up. You know, our it's East Coast. It's easy drive, easy to get there. You know, we're talking about doing another Midwest thing. You know, my dream, Bob, you know, is to do a couple of these a year. You know, not get rich on it, that's for sure. But, you know, just have some fun. That's my main goal, is having fun and bringing everybody together. Speaking of which, we are going to be doing the let's go ahead.
I just have to think about this. I saw this earlier today, and I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. But speaking of wolves in sheep clothing, have you seen what Harlow's doing up there with the old truck?
Ooh. I do.
Oh, my.
Hollywood putting some hair dryers on that bad boy.
He's taking it to the show. I know what he's doing. He's taking that one to the show. He's taking that one up major league stuff. I know where he's going. And I seen it run in Vegas. I drove all the way out to Vegas to watch the Streetcar Super Nationals a couple years back and to see Harlow. And it was pretty impressive. I know he was having some issues with the truck back then, but it rolled out pretty good on that track. Don't tell him I told him that, but he did pretty good.
Yeah, no, Jared's no joke, man. Jared can build one hell of a truck. That's why I want mine to go up to get the turbo done and stuff, because I don't weld. I know it's like a librarian saying that they don't read, but I don't weld. I'm trying to see who we got. Okay. Here's a fun one for you, Bob. We're probably going to close out the show with this caller. We do have. We got 8 minutes left, and speaking of guys that sandbags or what's going on, Sparkles? Here goes 919. Sitting in a parking lot. Guys, this guy has sat in a parking lot for the last hour and a half just so he can listen to the show and get on and
I just wanted to hear Jack Nicholson.
Oh, this Keith Fairley. This is the white Keith Fairley. We met in out east.
What's up, Bob?
Not much. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing good.
That's a shame that rain come in on us down there. We had a lot of. We were getting ready to have a lot of fun races that day, and I know you and I were one of them. But Mother Nature ruined that one for us.
Hey, we still ended up having a good night with them Keith burning up the grill. So.
Oh yeah, man, that's turned the back of the old flatbed into a table, and Keith barbecued up for us. And boy, that was a good night that night.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure if that hotel will let us ever come back, because we just filled that thing full of trucks and trailers. But it happened.
They probably won't let us back in there.
Well, they can't say we didn't fill them up. I mean, at least the parking lot. I mean, I blocked so many people in with my truck that night, it wasn't even funny, but that's just the way it was.
Yeah. If it don't fit, make it fit.
Well, I squeezed in behind you and next to Keith, and then we parked another one and blocked in Thomas, and somehow Ryan managed to back around that corner and to block the dumpster, so the trash guy had holy hell the next morning, but we got him in there. Did you get your converter lined out, Gary?
No, I've got to call you on that yet. I'm going to call you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just been debating how I'm going to get away with telling you my setup.
just tell me you're asking for a friend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
no, I've
got to give up. Got to give up all my information on my 305 plus build.
Well, I understand completely. I finally got mine in something and running, and I'm pretty happy with it. And it'll pop out this year. It's going to be I decided I was going to do like a lot of these guys are doing. I'm going to build me a track truck, not one of these street trucks, because, as you know, last time you seen the gray truck, I think it was running around with Mississippi license plates on it. So I'm going to actually make me an all-out track truck this time.
Kind of like the 305 plus power. Yeah, the orange truck. Now that one had license plates on it too, but that had Kentucky tags on it. But being multi-residential has its advantages.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. When we got rained out down there, it was so funny. I don't know if you were standing up there by it, because both the gray truck and the orange truck, well, the orange truck bought back in because he had a little issue with that one guy, but Ryan was just fixing to put the big tune-up in the gray truck and F everybody up as best he could, and you seen the truck run. It come straight off the trailer. It meant business, so
yeah.
He was fixing to do it, and then we got rained out, and he got all bent out of shape.
We got to shoot nitrous to it one time, and I swung every counterweight off of the freaking converter. So it definitely has to have a converter put in it now.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to do much for you without one.
No. So we'll be getting with you here soon. I'm about to pull the transmission out of it and start a rebuild on it, and then converter. So
now, what do you run that turbo 350?
Yeah.
Okay. I run power glides, but I do have one turbo application, turbo transmission, not turbo engine. I'm still nitrous, as that one gentleman said earlier. I forget what it was, but I'm going to hold out on the nitrous as long as I can, because I know, Rob, that you got guys now that you're nitrous. Oh, God, I'm trying to think of the right word here. Sponsor, and I've got a different one. I'm a dealer for a different one, and they really helped me out a lot. But I'm thinking
about switching gears. You know, they're not really a sponsor. I'm just a dealer for them, and right. You know, I've said in the past, I like their R&D. I like stuff that, you know, the fact that stuff's made in the USA, most of it. A couple of issues I have, you know, when you call it a complete kit and it doesn't even have, like, you know, a pressure safety valve, and you got to add stuff to it to make it a complete kit. And that's your whole thing is, hey, resell it as a complete kit. I don't know. I've been looking at Nitrous Outlet. Somebody said I should probably shoot on over to them.
That's who I'm a dealer for, Rob, Nitrous Outlet.
Okay.
Well, Justin is actually. And
okay.
Gary, you've seen the gray truck. The gray truck runs on alcohol. And a lot of guys that run nitrous are always a little bit skeptical about how they're going to spray their nitrous on top of alcohol. Well, we called them back before we were a dealer, told them we were running alcohol and we wanted to spray nitrous with alcohol enrichment into the engine. Man, them guys supported us so good. We put it on the truck. Gary, does it work or does it not work? You know, you've seen it.
Works. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Their customer service is top notch, and you know, if I got to become a dealer, I will. You know, I had to do it with Nitrous Express, which is, you know, that's cool. I mean, if guys order it through me, they get a little discount, and I can throw some money back in the VHS series, which is cool. So we'll figure it out here, but
right,
yeah.
But Nitrous Outlet really helped us because, like we said, we always liked running that motor on alcohol. Because it runs in so many different classes, you know, 6.0, 7.0, power adder, you know, wherever we drop it in at, we can set it up to run it. And back-to-back runs like we did out at US 60, I would have figured, you know, a lot of them gas-powered guys, they were overheating and everything else and having temperature issues, and we're running on alcohol, and we're sitting at 145, 150. Man, and that's why we liked it. Then when we got the nitrous figured out on it, it's like, holy cow, boy, you want to talk about some power gain.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the little that I played around with nitrous, I was pretty impressed with it. Of course, it only added a second to my 100 shot on my 14 second truck anyway. So I think that broke me into the.
Some people
we're gonna try to put this race together over on the west side of North Carolina. So that's still close enough for you to make it.
If you're there,
keep that $5.
Oh, if you're there and you still got that $5, I'm going to show up. You know,
I still got
I'll show up for
$5. $5 bill.
Very nice, very nice. Guys, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. We only get 17 seconds left. Everybody, thank you for calling in, listening online. We will do it again next Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, VHS Series out. All right, gentlemen, end of the show. If you're on the line, we're going to open up the calls. We only got four people on the line, so we're going to open up the lines. You guys can talk to each other. Don't talk over each other. It's only four people, so it's not much.
When are you talking about doing that, Gary?
We haven't set a date yet. We're still trying to set up with a decent track. So
I'll be back, guys.
We want a decent track where we can – If guys want to come to camp, they can come to camp and hang out. We'll have camping facilities. And there's an outlaw track and a big track, an old NHRA track, to where we can go out there and we can run 8 mile or quarter mile, whatever everybody wants to run. So,
right. We're going to do the gathering in September. Again, and that one kind of ropes me down for the middle of September, but, after anything before that, I'm pretty much game for.
Cool. Yeah, we haven't set a total date yet. You know, we're still checking stuff out. So, but we're shooting for the west side of North Carolina so we can get guys from Tennessee, Kentucky, maybe get Keith and the Mouse to come up. Thomas the Mouse Gray.
That's the shark. No, Gary. Don't let him fool you.
No way, that's the mouse, man, because he's always quiet. And then at the last minute, he'll sneak out there and jump and grab that cheese and haul ass with it. So,
oh, I know
mouse.
I don't know. He seemed to have focused on me, like, for some reason, but that's okay. I can handle that kind of pressure. I'm all right.
And we want to get as many guys as we can from all over. So I just told Rob, no more Tennessee track. Every Tennessee track I've been to has been a pain in the ass. So.
Right.
I
had been halfway thinking about tearing the I've been wanting to upgrade the gray truck because I haven't done anything with it really as far as chassis wise since we built it back in 2006. And I thought about taking it off the track and upgrading and at least getting the factory ball joints out of it, and changing them. But that's why I was kind of leaning towards building this other truck to take its place for right now because, me and Ryan built that truck. Me, Ryan, and Justin built that truck back in 2006, and we campaigned it for 13 hard years with every one of us has driven it in different races and different times. It needs a little bit of a break.
Oh, then Ryan will be upset if he ain't got nothing to drive.
Well, he's got his Malibu, and we still got the old man, my cousin Glenn. He's still hanging around, and as long as he's breathing and kicking, I'll load that Falcon up and take it to anywhere I can race it for him.
You keep hiding that man's car, and one of these days he's gonna find it.
I know.
He's gonna find it. When he does, then you're gonna go to grab it, and it's gonna be gone. He ain't gonna tell you what the hell he done with it.
I know, it's so funny. For the longest time, for about 6 months, we had it hidden in Justin's garage, and he didn't even know it.
Poor guy.
Well, he's doing better though. He's had some he had them heart attacks and strokes and stuff, and I get a kick out of him. I talk a lot about him. He lives in my house now with me, since him and his wife are getting a divorce, which totally blew me away. But he's the only one I know that actually bought a Hemi Roadrunner brand new. You know what I'm saying? He's had some really cool cars over the years, and the Falcon's no joke. It's a good old car.
No, that's a nice car.
Yeah, I let Keith drive it out of US 60. Seats four, and just put it in gear and drive it.
Yeah,
but
we
definitely.
We want to try to get all of them guys in. So get everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the west side of North Carolina is pretty much centrally located for all the guys that we mainly see, mainly get to talk to. So. I think it'll be if we get in on one of the tracks that we're trying to get in on, it'll be a good race. So.
What kind of classes are you looking at? Are you just going to run like we
We don't know yet. We'll probably do, more than likely do like a 6-0 class, 7-0 class, heads up. You know, the norm. So try to get up.
The big thing now is the small tire guys. You know, if you can get enough small tire guys to come in, they usually put on a pretty good show for everybody else.
Yeah. Well, the two tracks I'm thinking of both hook excellent. So, I mean, all your trucks got to do is hook a little bit, and it's going to be a good show. So, it'll be some
right.
Heads-up racing will be good. There won't be no tire slipping or smoke shows. It'll be a straight-up race. So.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, new truck I'm building, Gary, I'm not sure if I'm going to go small tire or big tire or just set it up where I can do both.
Fat tires, willy bars, and parachutes are for pussies.
Well, I always like to tell everybody I got what they call medium-sized tires on the gray truck. Because I have seen bigger
truck.
Ones.
Yeah, but not much bigger. Them are steamrollers.
Well, I've seen bigger ones, and I've seen smaller ones, so I always just said I had medium-sized tires. No, I read that article about this truck, and it was really well-written and everything, but, you know, when we built that truck for Pro Street. That's why you can't see the roll bar, because it was never intended to actually go as fast as it does, and it's still got a factory frame underneath the back of it with the C-notch. It's just moved in, and, yeah, I mean, it's a tech nightmare if you were to go tech that truck. They'd probably tell you, you know, you can't go faster than 10 seconds in the eighth mile. And I said, oh, yes, I can. But, you know, it just really needs to be updated a lot to be competitive.
Not. That thing's competitive the way it's sitting.
You know. sitting over there in my other shop on jack stands right now.
you ain't fooling nobody. They all know that thing's competitive.
Well, I like it. My days of sneaking up on people are over. The first couple of times I could do it, but now it seems like thanks to Keith Fairley and the Shark making me famous, it's kind of hard to hide that thing anywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
Keith, you made me famous. I remember when you said it.
Nah, don't even try it, Bob. Don't even try it.
I guess, Gary, I don't know if you know, but Keith broke the 406 and he had to step down to a little bit smaller engine, but he's about got a handle on it. He's going in the right direction.
Oh, I don't say. You know as well as I do, if he takes out some 20 sandbags he's got in the back, everybody's in trouble.
Damn, you got them all.
I don't have any sandbags, and of course, everything that I had.
It's a toss up between you or Bob. Which one's got the biggest sand pile at the house?
Bob, trust me, Bob.
The poor grandkids ain't got no sand to play in the box because it's all in the back of the truck.
Yeah,
that's Bob. Bob got the way he is now. You see what? You look at the tires Bob got, and you look at the tires. I guess. And that ought to explain everything.
Hey, I've tried running small tires once, but when we raced at Dyersburg, you had bald tires, and I let you borrow my small tires.
No, you run the small tires and put on, what would you say, you go put them on? Well, actually, you called me up and told me that you had borrowed them, and you really didn't have any use for them, and he was trying to help me out.
Keith, you make it sound like I'm a nice guy.
I didn't know you was a nice guy, Bob. You're a nice guy. You have to watch yourself. You're a tricky guy. But you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
I never said that.
Yeah, Bob's a nice guy. You just got to watch him.
I'm such a nice guy. He told me that his tires were kind of bald, so I brought him a set of tires down, let him borrow them, and then challenged him to a drag race.
And he even told me to get some of his race fuel and put in my truck so I wouldn't have an excuse out.
Trying to get that hat back.
Oh, that's
getting that hat back.
Well, he's talking about the hat.
Yeah. Well, I think Thomas's granddaughter still got the hat. I give it to her, and I don't think she'll give it back to him. I think she's keeping it.
All I know is that he's aiming for Bob Glass, because Bob Glass telling him to build off and told him that he wanted him to see the back of that gray S10, so they went from there. Small, you know, slow little me, I just done got to where I stay out of all of this.
You know what? If I got to take the tailgate off the gray truck and put it on the new truck I'm building, he's still going to see part of the gray truck.
I'm just staying out of it. You know, I'm doing about right here right now. I'm running to stay in my lane, my little 283, and I'm just, you know, I'm being quiet.
I guess it's like we were talking about one day, Keith. It's kind of different sitting back and watching somebody else take all the fame and glory that goes with it, you know?
Right. It used to be, I mean, honestly, it used to be me. Everybody wanted to pick on me. Bob picked where everybody would pick on me. And making it sound like I was so fast. And now they all know that I wasn't as fast as Bob put it out there to me. So now
we all know who the fast guy is, Keith.
Okay, as long as y'all know.
Yeah, we know it's you.
No. I'm hoping to be one day. I'm still trying, but I'm hoping to be one day. But right now, I'm probably about the slowest guy in the group.
Well, I wouldn't say that. And I'll tell you what.
No.
Even if you was the slowest guy in the group, I'd still race you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a bunch of people would still race because they know they're going to win.
Hey, Keith, now, you was at US 60 when I was up there racing them guys in them Pro Mod trucks and cars in that damn Falcon. And I stood around, looked there, and I said, how the hell did I get all the way up here to the semifinals?
But, you know, like you said, that's where learning to tune your suspension come in. A lot of those guys weren't able to tune their suspension, and they was overpowering the track. But like you said, that's when that one guy out all day long never made a clean pass, hooked, and left. So,
That was an ugly beating, Gary. I took an ugly beating, but I still smiled. I stood there and looked at him. I said, man, I said, that thing looked good from the back. Because I never saw the front of it, ever. Not even for a split second. I mean, I cut a beautiful light, and he cut a better one, and all I saw was the side of it and the back of it all the way down the track. I said, damn, that thing was moving.
I know how a bunch of them look from the back. Now, I got a chance to say that I got a key by me and that I did get Russell security. So, you know, I'm good on that.
Well, you lost to Ryan that one time by a fender.
All right, don't even try it, Bob. Don't even try it.
By a fender? You should have hit that other kit.
Now you go again. Yes, you see the sandbags coming out, don't
you? Hey, if you'd have hit that panic button, you'd have took that fender back.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there, I could have hit two or three panic buttons that day. It wasn't doing anything. You saw my truck run in Rogersville, and you saw the gray truck, as he put it, the gray truck running in Rogersville. Now, you tell me, what did I have for the gray truck?
Hey, if we'd have had a little bit more time that day, you'd have made one hell of a pass out of that truck, and you heard everybody's feeling.
Well, I was hoping to, but it turned out that way.
Yeah. Well, hell, did none of us get to make another damn pass, except for them glass boys out there burning out down the whole damn 8 mile.
Well, you know, see, that's what I'm talking about. Only they can get out there and do an 8 mile burnout. You know, I'm doing good. Get out of the burnout box.
I will say one thing, and I've been his tire sponsor for years, but I don't know how hot them tires get on the back of that grade truck when Ryan does a burnout, but when he does a burnout, man, he'll carry that thing out there as far as it'll go. And I'm like, holy cow. And he was telling me that one day, he goes, about how much fuel he uses making a pass, running on alcohol. I said, well, why don't you try limiting them burnouts down to 100 foot instead of 300 foot?
that big John Force
burnout. To make it look good, even if you don't win, you know, they're going to be intimidated because they're going to be like, wow, what a burnout. You know, you taught Ryan well.
Oh, he does a burnout. When he does a burnout, I mean, you got to wait for the cloud of smoke to clear up so you can see the tree.
Well, you know who he learned from.
He didn't learn that from me, yeah. Man. I got to buy them tires. I barely turned them over.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Love it.
Here, I just don't know what you're going to do here.
I know we're going to have to put a whole lot more nitrous on the truck than what we got to keep up with Bob.
You and me both. But I upped mine, like I said, but I just ain't had a chance to actually try it. I'm really just getting back to working through it. And so, you know, with me and Bob, like I said, he pretty much knows my setup. Like I said, he's a good guy. He's not going to run and tell everybody what you got and that like that. But, he's been helping me, you know, and I do talk to Jared Hollow, Ethan, and Thomas, you know, but they all know what I got. I'm not hiding anything from them, but I'm hoping, you know, I get a chance to test this soon, and if it don't do it, me and Bob and Thomas will expect we're going to do some upgrades.
Yeah.
I thought about redoing the 4.6. I found a couple of blocks. I mean, they was at good pricing, but I've just had such bad luck with them, and, you know, they get to where they hard to find. And
well, they're 40 years old, Keith. The blocks are 40 years old.
True.
You're better off buying a new one, you know.
Yeah. Hey, with the horsepower you're trying to put down, Keith, you might as well go ahead and buy a Brodeck.
Well, I want that kind of horsepower. I just can't seem to get that kind of horsepower.
Well, you got to start on the foundation. Hey, Gary, if you go to put a different nitrous system on that thing, talk to either myself or Justin, because, like I said, we're doing that nitrous outlet dealer stuff now.
Yeah.
And they got some really good efficient kits, plates.
Well, I know that plate I got, I don't like. But I like how the gray truck ran on the puck, so.
Yeah, that's a stinger. That's the stinger plate.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, that one, that's alcohol and nitrous on an alcohol engine. And, yeah, the solenoid's kind of big, as Keith says. It's jumbo size or whatever, super size, whatever he calls it.
Trash can. That's what Ryan called it, a trash can.
Yeah.
It's big, but, boy, that thing works good, guys. We don't got to worry about any type of temperature issues, and it is spot on the number.
What size?
Yeah.
How much size are you intending to throw at it, Gary?
All of it.
That's the answer. All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
So that's perfect.
No, okay.
I got to get the transmission done and the converter put in it, and then I'll start back off where I started at before at 125 and work my way up from there. When I came up there to run with you guys, I was ready to put 350 to it. Just if the motor was going to go, it was going to go. But
well, Gary, I put 350 on the gray truck down at Dyersburg, and the fuel pump went out in the burnout boxes. I'm fixing to try to flip that thing over.
Well, that's what I'm shooting for with the engine I got. I got right around a 250 shot in now, but I'm hoping to ease it up to 300.
And that's on kit one.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, Rob, I don't know. You probably haven't seen it, Rob, but Ryan's running the black and silver Malibu now, and That's what his that's his car, but he still does drive the gray truck for me when I put it on the killer tune. And his Malibu, it hauls the mail.
Nice.
Yeah, he was he raced JJ and them boys down there and had a little get off in the gravel issue, but it's Keith seen that car make a pretty clean cast pass at Dyersburg, and it does the 130 plus the 8 mile.
Wee-wee.
Yeah, it's moving. Hey Keith, I think
I'm
your headset's going crazy again. sound like you're out there cutting firewood or something.
Why is it that every time I go to say y'all fast, it just sound like my head's been to bed?
Broke up again. What'd
like,
you say?
Sounds like he's out there filling up sandbags.
It's exactly what it sounds like. He's doing that FEMA work.
Here we go. You know what? AKA Jack Nicholson, AKA the White Sheep, man.
Keith, I'm just a guy that keeps all you fast guys honest. That's all I am.
Well, you ain't got no problem keeping me honest because I'm not fast.
Hey, you know what the fast guys always say? That they're not
what,
fast.
Did they fly?
They're not
fly.
Fast. Yeah.
I got plenty. I got a little thing here with time slipping. And I guarantee you, if Bob pull out any of his time slip, and I pull out his time, I guarantee the time is not going to work close.
Well, Keith, that's the thing about the truck is we can never get a straight look at the time slips because you just lay up so much.
No, believe me, it ain't going to lay it off.
The time slip's only going to say what we want it to say. Our foot determines what the time slip's going to say.
What a foot is saying is a slow board. I'm probably looked out at the crowd and I'm trying to get by.
Look, we went to a track up here in North Carolina, and I got out there against it, lined up beside a Mustang, and I knew that guy was a grudge racer, so I went out there and purged the piss out of it. Like I was about to blow off a 400 shot on it, and then cut the nitrous off before I even left the line. And still got out of it before I got to the end. That way, when he got the ticket, all he seen was that 806 that I show everybody.
That's
you only going to see on that time slip what somebody wants you to see.
Believe right. Our time slip is not showing. Honestly, Bob already knows I'm told my goal is to get a 10-second run that I can get out of here. And I've come close. This I've done, Dodge version. I'm a big one. Oh, my.
Keith, you sound like you're out there stomping around in leaves in your backyard.
That's a good battery.
That's part of the secret, Bob.
He starts talking and then nobody can understand what he says.
That's
part of the secret.
He just gave you all the secrets.
Yeah, he just told me everything I needed to know and I didn't hear shit.
Yeah. You already know. You ain't got to hear shit anyway. You already know what the trucker do.
Hey, you see how clear that one just was?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
he hit
right
the static
up.
Button.
I cut the headset off.
That's what he does. Yeah, he'll tell you, I told you what I had. He just hits the static button.
Yeah, he's got a scramble button in the truck and a static button on his phone. I see how this works.
No, I did what you said. I cut the headset off, so now you don't have any excuse.
Okay.
Now we're here today.
The best the truck ran was a 697 in Dyersburg. That's the best. That's the best time today that truck has turned.
On motor only.
Oh yeah, that was on motor now.
on borrowed tires on borrowed fuel.
Right. It ran a 6.9 itself.
Yeah. See, Keith's best time came when he borrowed my fuel. Did anybody hear that?
Bob's got the high octane gas.
Yeah,
he mixed it up for for his truck, for his car rather, but he told me to go ahead and use it because he was too busy running around, so he wasn't gonna be able to race. So he told me to go ahead and use it.
Hey,
and then he told me what he put in it. So that might have been what actually happened to the 460. It actually finally just decided that gas was just too much for it, and it blew up.
That damn little. That little dash of nitro he stuck down in it.
Yes. I ain't going to say it was a dab. We don't know exactly how much, but it probably had plenty in it.
There's a number you can work with when you're using carbureted engines and gas. And I just told him, I said, make sure you use that can right there. Don't get that other one. Get that one right there because it's got an expiration date on it because it'll evaporate and get stronger.
Well, it didn't get a chance to evaporate very much, but it, like I said, it was the best time it turned, and it was with that gas and Bob tire.
That's what I told him I said, he said, I got to get some gas. Is there fuel got here yet? And I said, here, just use some out of this can right here. He picked it up, looked at it, and he goes, that's kind of an odd color. I said, just run it anyway. You'll be fine. So he put it in the bucket. Off he went. Old Thomas just shaking his head, saying, I don't get it.
So we know all you seasoned drivers. Y'all know how to, racer. Y'all know how to make it look like the truck is slow, just like you was trying to do us up there in Rogersville. You had talked about the blazer, and we finally got a chance to see it, and then you want to just ease up off the gas. Thought you were sucking us in. Yeah, you were trying to be slick.
Yeah.
I ran it harder down there than I did when I went to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I'll tell you a truck that I really like seeing all the time, but I ain't seen or heard of him on here too much, is Rick's orange truck. Boy, that's a beautiful truck, and it runs respectable, and he's making some changes on it too. That's gonna be a fun one to watch,
Yeah, Rick Shell.
Yeah, that's a beautiful truck. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's got a nice looking trailer.
He's been up to the house.
Yeah, he visited y'all talking at the same time.
Gary's seen him with his Rick's trailer. He did all the boards on his trailer and everything. I was like, man, I'm going to go home and hide my trailer. Hide it under a tree or something.
Yeah, he had his shit all decked out. He was looking good. He was rolling tight.
Yeah, I know. And I'm out there and I'm like, oh, man, I got this and I got that. And I go down there and I'm like, man, look at this guy's trailer. Holy cow. Wow. Mine's
Are
all oil stained up and bored.
I had the nastiest looking tow pig in the whole freaking lot. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you parked right next to him at the track.
I was trying to hide it.
If you're going to try to make yours look better, don't park by him.
No, I was trying to hide it. I was down there where I was just right beside him, where everybody just looked down and they seen his truck and then my race truck behind it. So I looked good.
Yeah, they wouldn't even notice yours.
I was the only person that drove 8 hours in an old raggedy $1,500 truck.
You got me beat there. That was a pretty good jump for us that day down there. But it was a decent. But man, they was just so quick to pull the plug on it, because if they just let that track dry, 3 hours later we could have been running on that thing again.
Yep. Easily, they were just ready to go home. They don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Exactly. And that's where, we do it at Dyersburg now, and Lynn accommodates us. She'll do whatever she can to make it for us.
Yeah.
and you can't beat that. And, you know, you get one laid out there where the guy that's willing to work with you lets you do your thing, you know, it usually does pretty good. But, I can't say enough about Lynn. She, you know, we told her what we had, who was coming, and she was, okay, we'll do it, and we'll see how it works out. And now it's a regular thing. That's going to be pretty much the home track. She's got some big-time people coming, hopefully, for the next one. Thomas the Shark Gray, of course, he'll be there. He's legendary in the gathering now with his take-no-prisoner attitude he's got. And then maybe another gentleman's going to come in. Maybe not quite as notable as the Shark, but he's still a pretty good heavy. And I don't mean you, Pete. You're just an OG in the gathering now. You're an old guy like me.
Yeah, old slow guy. I know.
You got the bounty on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all these young kids come in and try to get us.
Yeah. Well, they won't have no problem getting me. I'm not even a gatekeeper, so that, you know, I'm just out there in the way to slow them down so y'all can get a good look at them.
Shit, I ain't even a hinge on the gate. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, we got problems, Ben. That's all I can tell them.
I was at that one race, and the guy come up to me and goes, "I hear your truck's fast." I said, "Oh, man, whoever told you that's a liar. You need to stop here and that right now." No, that's what I heard. And I said, "Somebody lied to you." I said, "You need to go over there and talk to that guy right there." And Keith was over there, and he was barbecuing, him and Spencer. Spencer was keeping him hydrated, and he went over there and talked to Keith, was having barbecue, and I just walked off, went the other direction, so he couldn't find me when he come back.
All right, fellas, I'm going to have to get off here. I got two cops sitting over here just been staring at me for the past 15 minutes wondering why I'm sitting in a parking lot.
Yeah, tell them you was on the phone. Turn your dome light on. Let them know you're talking.
Yeah, I guess, well, I'm in a little bum hick town. I think we got 1,500 people. So, and they're all in bed right now.
Just have them call over to the VHS Series headquarters. I'll vouch for you, Jerry.
Well, I'm gonna probably finna lay it down. Sir? I got to heat it early in the morning myself.
You need me to call you and wake you up again, Keith?
Say what now?
You want me to call you and wake you up again?
Nah, I'm gonna have my alarm set this time, Bob. You call a person a little too early.
I called him up and he says, "I don't get up to 2:30." I said, "It's 2:22." He said, "I'm going back to bed." I said, "All right, crab ass."
I needed those other 8 minutes of sleep.
He answered it to hello, and I said, "Hey, time to get up. I ain't got to get up till 2:30. Call me back." Hung up. I was like, "Damn."
All right, y'all stay out of trouble. Right, well, Bob, I'll be getting a hold of you soon.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you later. Keith, I'll talk to you later. Rob, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Bye, Bob, thanks for calling in, man. You make it well worthwhile. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, same to you.
All right. That's all she wrote.